In the studio with us today are folks from the Wine Study Certificate Program from HSU's College of E-Learning and Extended Education. Elizabeth Hans McCrone is here.
Hi, David.
Hi, thank you for being here. You're faculty here at HSU in the Journalism and Maths Communications Department, but you're also faculty for this program.
Yes, I am a person who's wearing many hats, and this is one of my favorite ones because it involves wine.
And also with us, Tamara Tafoya, your manager at Cafe Brio.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And Will Franklin, who's also faculty with the Wine Study Certificate Program. But your day job is what?
Winemaking, managing vineyards, and that would be the Trinity River Vineyards brand, too.
And then Stargazer Barn also.
Yeah, and I'm consulting for Fieldbrook Winery now as well.
Wow.
So I have a few hats, I just realized.
And a lot of wine knowledge in this room today. Elizabeth, tell us about this Wine Study Certificate Program.
It's called From Vine to Table. And just one of the things I want to say in, I guess, praise of the program is that had we had something like this 9 years ago when I left Humboldt County to go to Sonoma County to study wine, I would not have left the area. But this is a wonderful series. It is a four-class series. We are doing them now on four consecutive monthly Saturdays all day long to talk about winemaking 101, which is Will's forte. He will tell you more about that. Basically the nuts and bolts of making wine. Will also teaches a viticulture 101 class, which is the growing of grapes in Humboldt County terroir. And I am doing a course on marketing wine in Humboldt County and beyond, and that is about the business of wine, because it's really fun to grow grapes, hard but fun, really fun to make wine, also difficult but fun. But the selling of wine has to happen before it can be a successful commercial enterprise. So my class will be about the business of wine. And then our dear friend Pam Long, who it was kind of the genius creator of this whole series. She is the person who brought it to to the Department of E-Learning and Extended Education and proposed doing a wine study certificate program here. She is teaching a course called Wine Sensory Evaluation and Service, and it's really an overall wine appreciation course. She's going to be talking about wines of the world, developing a wine palate, and really increasing overall wine knowledge for her students.
So this is a multidimensional four-course wine study. Who's this for? Who's the ideal student? Will or Tamara?
Well, I was thinking, I pointed to Tamara because it's for, in the many ways, we conceived it for people who might be in the service or the restaurant business already and want to increase their knowledge about wine service. It can be seem very erudite and hard to access. But a restaurant that has a sommelier or some people who know how to pair wine with food is a real asset. So we'll be hearing from Tamara maybe a little later about why she's doing it. But that's one person for sure. Humboldt County has a very diverse agricultural industry too, and we thought maybe some people who want to diversify out of what they're doing into viticulture might be into it. So we're talking about cannabis growers are trying to diversify. That might be somebody who would take the viticulture class. And then just for fun and self-improvement, wine knowledge and wine palate and maybe home winemaking. Just to the general public, anybody can come.
How easy is it to become a home winemaker or a small winemaker?
I start with saying it's very simple. There's really just keep it clean. Get good grapes and keep everything clean. So now you don't have to come.
Yeah, that's the whole
that's
class.
That's it. That's it. No, wow. So it's not that intimidating. You should come to realize that it's not too hard. It's not magic, and anybody can and do it and enjoy doing it. Yeah.
So Tamara, you're here. You're manager of Cafe Brio and Arcata.
Yes.
And I understand you're sending some of your staff to these classes.
Yes, we're sending some of our staff because as we increase our dinner business and our wine sales, we are really looking at opportunities to educate our staff, and it enables us to sell more wine and to allow our customers to enjoy a lot of local wine. And we've worked with Will numerous times. Last year, he and our chef did a fabulous wine and food pairing for our investors as we are involved in our direct public offering at Cafe Brio, and it was amazing. Will has also come to our staff meetings and worked with our baristas and our servers, so we know he's a great teacher. We love his wine. We love that he's local, and it's the perfect fit for us and for our employees.
What is this, year two now, or...?
This is our second semester doing it. We offered these classes in the fall as well, and this is the spring round, if you will. And we have structured them a little bit differently this time. This time, they are one day only. Last semester, they were weekend-long courses, kind of beginning with a meet and greet on Thursday and culminating on a Saturday afternoon. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think we discovered that people had a difficult time making the time in their lives, especially working people, for that much. So we have it now condensed all down to one day on Saturday. And each class is an all-day seminar on Saturday. And let me just say, in terms of the timing on this, Will's class is coming right up. It's going to be on 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 25th at Fieldbrook Winery. My course is a month later, Saturday, March 25th at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, although it will include a field trip at the end of the day to a local winery, which, trust me, is a lot of fun. At Pam's class is Saturday, April 29th at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. And then, Will, your final course, the viticulture class, is on Saturday, May 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
And what are the deadlines for signing up for these classes? Because Will's first class is coming right up.
Last year, we had somebody sign up the day before, and one person signed up the day of Thursday. So there's really no deadline. You can, and in fact, I had forms to sign up in case somebody walked in the door.
Wow.
So if you are interested in taking the very first course in the series, Winemaking 101, this coming Saturday the 25th, come on in. If you can't, pre-register, but you can call the Humboldt Extended Ed office or go online, and you can register both those ways.
I see that there's a full certificate course if you take all four. Do people get to pick and choose if they want? They can just do the appreciation class? Or?
Well, so we had our very first graduate who has taken all four. That was Bob Lima of Lima's Pharmacy. So he is our first Humboldt graduate. But several other people have taken one or two classes, and they may come back and fill in. And so you can pick and choose and take them as you want or only the ones you want. So you don't have to get the certificate, but you can take a winemaking class if that's all you're interested, or just a palate development class.
Tamara, is that what your staff are doing?
Yes, I think we're going to do the palate development with Pam, and possibly one person is interested in doing the whole series. So we're going to just play it as it goes along and see how that goes.
I can see how that would be a win-win for the restaurant community and for the winemaking community, because as winemakers get their product into local restaurants, then you've got more knowledgeable people talking to diners.
Yeah, I was just thinking about who is appropriate to take these courses and thinking about the wide range of people who might be interested. One of the things that I do is I write regularly for an online trade organization called the Wine Industry Network. And someone I interviewed recently talked to me about the fact that there are 9,000 wineries in the United States. And well over 1,000 of those are in California alone. Here in California, we produce about 90% of all the wine that is consumed in the country. That's a lot of competition for the wine dollar. It's also very confusing for consumers who are trying to select a bottle of wine to go with dinner or for a gift or just for themselves to enjoy. So the courses are really structured for everyone, for anyone who would like to learn a little bit more about wine, to a person who would actually like to consider going into the wine business itself.
And Will, can you see someone who's really just a wine enthusiast going through the viticulture class? I mean, are they going to get something out of that or the winemaking class?
Of course.
That's the right answer.
It's a one-day course. We get to go out to vineyards in Willow Creek. We get to prune vines. Anybody who has interest in wine, I think, will one day realize that it all starts in the vineyard and is really about the place that the grapes grow. You cannot make good wine from bad grapes. So that would just be an exciting time to learn about that aspect of the wine industry. I would hope that somebody would like it. And it's one day, and it's just a nice field trip out to Willow Creek. So.
Right. And then it sounds like all of the courses have some element of either field trip or lunch or, you know, tastings.
All of the courses have lunch for sure. Lunch is included in the price for the course. All of the courses have wine tasting involved because you just must taste wine in order to talk about wine. It's a prerequisite.
Absolutely. What a tough day at the office.
They really are enjoyable, a lot of fun, and full of surprises and things that you may have never known before. It'll be a time of discovery, I promise.
And one more plug for the upcoming winemaking course, February 25th. We'll be at a winery, and there'll be my wines there, so I'm pretty sure I'll be opening up some barrels to do barrel tasting of young wine, and that's something that a lot of the public don't get to do. Now down in Napa, it's even hard to do. You really have to pay for these types of tours. So it should be fun. We'll be drinking some of our bottled wines of the area and some wine right out of barrel, so...
That
come on down.
Amazing. Anything that we didn't talk about, Tamara, anybody?
I think we've covered it. We just really would like people who are interested in learning in any aspect of wine, particularly Humboldt County wines. We will be focusing on our local winemaking and our local grape growing here as a real focus of the course. But particularly, I think in Pam's class and mine as well, we'll be opening up to other wines because there are, again, so many to choose from. And we'll also be touching on, especially in the marketing class, about the other products that are out there that are competing for those wine dollars, including craft beer, cider, spirits. All of those things are coming together for a pretty dynamic beverage economy here. Yeah,
here in Humboldt County.
Absolutely. So those things will be under discussion as well.
So once again, the four classes are?
The four classes are Winemaking 101. That is on all day Saturday on February 25th. The second class is the course I'm teaching, Marketing Wine in Humboldt County and Beyond. That's Saturday, March 25th. The third class is Pam's class, which is Wine Sensory Evaluation and Service. That's Saturday, April 29th. And the last class is the viticulture class that Will is teaching, and that is on Saturday, May 20th.
Where can people learn more about this that they haven't heard here?
They can go online at humboldt.edu/extended, and they can click on from Vine to Table.
Thank you all, Elizabeth, Hans McCrone, Will Franklin, Tamara Tafoya. Thanks for being here today and talking about the Wine Study Certificate Program with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.